Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Economic activity was looking like business as usual for 2020, meaning all signals pointing to more slow but steady growth. And then came the coronavirus. What is the reaction so far from our state's business community? Ted Pitts is president and CEO of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce in Columbia. We've got him on the phone. Ted, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
First of all, the initial reaction from the business community, I guess really the month of February was still more outside the U.S. Then March came along, and all of a sudden, here we are.
Yes, I mean, it depends on which industry sector you're in. I think everybody's being affected by the coronavirus in some way, whether it's planning or their employees. But if you look at, like, the tourism industry, which currently is seeing cancellations with events and conferences, you know, across the country, you know, South Carolina is obviously a real big tourism economy, and there's concern about what that impact's going to look like. If you move into manufacturing, you know, their supply chains have been disrupted as the virus has spread across really the globe. That creates some problems for manufacturers, and then just generally, you know, businesses that interact with customers, you know, what do? How do you keep them safe? How do you focus on keeping your employees safe? So there's a lot of uncertainty, which business, the thing they like the least is uncertainty. Things change daily, it seems. So, you know, they're adjusting and doing the best they can.
Is there any collaboration or coordination going on between various industry groups here in our state as far as best practices go to deal with this situation?
Yeah, so I mean, I think you have industry talking amongst themselves, and you know, sometimes it's just broken down to a relationship between two plant managers or two operators. You know, this isn't the first, I guess, pandemic or epidemic that we've seen, so there are some that already had practices or policies in place, and they're, you know, adjusting those to meet the current situation, but you've got to plan for a lot of different scenarios. What happens if someone's contaminated or infected that's an employee? What if the schools close in the area, and all of my employees who usually would send their kids to stay with grandparents now are, you know, hesitant to put the kids with grandparents or elderly folks who have been seen to, you know, the virus to be more detrimental to them if they get it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you have to plan for, but, you know, South Carolina businesses and the folks I talk to, their biggest concern is to make sure their employees are safe and then to try to have as few disruptions as possible.
For those companies that are able to have their workers work from home, virtual work, I guess you could say, what is your view of the condition of our state's internet infrastructure to be able to deal with the extra load of this kind of work?
Yes, I mean, we're right now, one of the things the state chamber's focused on, and Lou Kennedy, who is our past chair at Nephron Pharmaceuticals, is rural broadband. So there is concern, obviously, that folks that live in certain parts of each county, every county has rural areas and is underserved with broadband, probably don't have the capabilities that others do. But, you know, ultimately, I think a lot of companies have developed workarounds with a work-from-home policy, you know, but then there's some jobs that, you know, you have to be present to be able to do. But ultimately, I think South Carolina and businesses are positioned to be able to respond. You know, hopefully the state won't be hit too hard, but everybody's getting ready.
How about sizes of companies, large companies versus the smaller companies? I would think the smaller companies are a little bit more at risk here.
Yeah, and I, you know, that is a concern. The large companies, you know, have the ability in a lot of cases to be able to adjust more readily to something like this. And really, the small companies are the ones that concern leaders the most. How do they adjust? If a week of revenue is lost in their operations, that is very detrimental, as opposed to a large, you know, multinational company that has facilities all over the globe and probably can more readily respond. You know, as you look at small businesses, like anything, a natural disaster, which is the state has seen, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, small businesses are the most vulnerable. And, you know, I think you're going to see the state work to try to do what it can to make sure that, you know, you lighten the impact, but ultimately we don't know what's going to happen. And there's a lot of folks that talk about building up something that may not happen, but I think businesses are saying they're getting ready. You know, they're getting ready, and ultimately, hopefully, if the impact is limited, but they're ready.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to visit with us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Ted Pitts is president and CEO of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce in Columbia. We will have a link to the chamber posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.